The Watery Tale of Wilma the Whale, written by Jessica Bancroft, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Emmanuel Guérinet, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Wilma the Whale never quite fitted in at school. She was too big to hula hoop, too tall to play basketball, and could never find a good place to hide in hide-and-seek. And although she had a very big family, she didn't really fit in with them either. Her mum and dad both had rouge tails. But Wilma didn't have a rouge tail like her maman et her papa. Her grandma and grandpa both had vert fins. But Wilma didn't have their fins like sa grand-mère et son grand-père. And her cinq brothers and cinq sisters all had bleu scales. But Wilma didn't have any scales at all, and ses frères et sœurs were always teasing her about it. But the thing that really set Wilma apart from the rest of her family was just how big she was. And that was always most obvious at mealtimes. Every morning, grand-mère made breakfast.
"Time for le petit déjeuner," she said. "Who likes les œufs?"
"J'aime manger des œufs pour le petit déjeuner,"
cried Wilma, rushing into the kitchen. But she was so excited that she overturned the table with one of her massive flippers and sent les œufs flying.
"Wilma! Wilma! 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 Wilma!"
moaned ses frères et sœurs.
"Sorry,"
mumbled Wilma, feeling like the only whale in the room. Every afternoon, Papa made lunch.
"Time for le déjeuner," he said. "Who likes les sandwichs?"
"J'aime manger des sandwichs pour le déjeuner,"
said Wilma with a grin. Then she scoffed every last one of them and let out a great big bleep.
"Wilma! Wilma! Wilma! Wilma!"
cried ses frères et sœurs, rolling their eyes.
"Better out than in, I always say," chuckled grand-père.
But even that didn't make Wilma feel better. Every evening, Maman made dinner.
"Time for le dîner," she said. "Who likes la glace?"
"J'aime manger de la glace pour le dîner,"
bellowed Wilma, rushing to the table. She opened her mouth to take an extra big bite of glace and swallowed all ses frères et sœurs.
"Wilma! Wilma! Wilma! Wilma!"
they moaned from inside her mouth, sounding a little muffled. Wilma spat them all back out, covered in glass.
"You and your big mouth are always ruining le petit déjeuner, le déjeuner and le dîner,"
said one of ses frères, or one of ses sœurs, it was difficult to tell.
"You should just get lost."
"Maybe they're right,"
sobbed Wilma.
"Maybe I should just get lost. Goodbye, Maman et Papa. Au revoir, grand-père et grand-mère. Au revoir, frères et sœurs. You'll be a happier family without me."
Then she packed her bag and swam away into the deep blue sea. Wilma swam and swam until she came to a shipwreck where she sat down to cry. She was crying into her fins when a hermit crab sidled up beside her.
"Bonjour," said the crab. "Why are you crying?"
"Because I don't fit in anywhere," wept Wilma,
blowing her nose so hard that she sent the crab tumbling claw over shell.
"And now I'm all alone."
"Don't you have a family?" asked the crab.
"Well, yes,"
Wilma snuffled.
"A very big family, actually. I have une maman et un papa. J'ai une grand-mère et un grand-père. Et j'ai 5 frères et 5 sœurs. But I'm so different to all of them. They're better off without me."
"Oh, I don't know about that," said the hermit crab quietly. "I've never had une famille. Je n'ai pas de maman. Je n'ai pas de papa. Je n'ai pas de grand-mère. Je n'ai pas de grand-père. Je n'ai pas de frère. Je n'ai pas de sœur. I think it's better to be a bit different than to be all alone."
"You've got no famille," said Wilma. "What about friends?"
"Non, je n'ai pas d'amis," said the crab. "I've always found it hard to come out of my shell."
Wilma looked at the lonely hermit crab and smiled for the first time that day.
"Well, I'm going to be your ami," she said. "We'll go back to my famille and we can be different together. My name is Wilma, by the way. Comment tu t'appelles?"
"Je m'appelle Herman," said her new ami.
Wilma and Herman raced past tumble seaweeds and purring catfish on their way home. They laughed and joked all the way.
"Bonjour, everybody,"
Wilma cried when they arrived.
"I'm back. Mama, papa, grand-mère, grand-père,"
called Wilma. She would even have been pleased to see ses frères et sœurs.
"Where is everybody?"
"I don't know," replied Herman, lifting up a stool to see if anyone was hiding underneath it.
But Wilma's family weren't under anything. They were high above her head, caught in an enormous fishnet.
"Help us, Wilma!" cried Grand-mère. "You can do it, Wilma!"
cheered Grand-père. Wilma swam up to them and opened her mouth wide enough to fit the net and all sa famille inside. Then she pulled and pulled and pulled.
"Un, deux, trois, heave!"
shouted Herman as he tugged at her tail. Wilma gave one last mighty yank, and the rope holding the net snapped. Wilma opened her mouth. Her relieved famille swam out. Grand-père and grand-mère, with their vert fins
first. Then Maman et Papa with their rouge tails. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 frères et sœurs with their blue scales.
Wilma!
Wilma, your big mouth saved us!
They all cheered and swam in circles around her.
Bravo, Wilma! Oh, excellent, Wilma! Merci, Wilma! Oh, merci, merci, Wilma! Oh, Wilma, tu es formidable! Excellent, Wilma! Bravo, Wilma!
Wilma scooped up Herman in her flippers and gave him a hug.
You were right, she said. Being different doesn't mean I have to be alone.
J'ai un grand-père et une grand-mère.
J'ai une maman et un papa. J'ai 5 frères et 5 sœurs. Et j'ai un ami.
Glossary. Ami, friend, male. Ami, friend, female. Au revoir, goodbye. Bleu, blue. Bonjour, hello. 5, 5. Comment tu t'appelles? What's your name? 2, 2. Déjeuner, lunch. Dîner, dinner. 10, 10. Et, and. Famille, family. Frères, brothers. Glace, ice cream. Grand-mère, grandmother. Grand-père, grandfather. 8, 8. J'ai, I have. Je m'appelle, my name is. Je n'ai pas, I don't have. Maman, mom. Manger, to eat. 9, 9. Non, no. Eux, eggs. Papa, dad. Petit déjeuner, breakfast. 4, 4. Rouge, red. Sandwich, sandwiches. 7, 7. 6, 6. Sœurs, sisters. Son, sa, ses. His, her. 3, 3. 1, 1. 1, a, an, male. 1, a, an, female. Vert, green. Exercise page 7. Grand-mère dit:
J'aime les tomates.
Le frère dit:
J'aime les œufs.
Maman dit: J'aime les tomates et les œufs. Papa dit:
J'aime le poisson et la glace.